Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, June the 30th. June the 30th, I guess, literally means halfway through the year, although I'm not sure that it really means that. We may be a couple of days off one way or the other. In other words, it could be, instead of being 50% of the year, it could be 51 or it could be 49, because it depends, I guess, on what date today is relative to 365. And, you know, I should have checked that before doing the show. I'm going to check that out tomorrow, but I should have seen that, what day it is today, June the 30th. But let's just say unofficially, the first half of the year, the first half of the year is over. Well, today we're going to talk about a very significant Supreme Court decision regarding school choice that I believe will be good news for parents across the country. Mr. Biden had a press conference. I didn't get to see all of it, but, you know, he looks tired to me. I'm not mocking the man. I'm trying to be as respectful as I can be, but he just doesn't look very alert. I don't know what it's going to be like when he actually gets into a debate with President Trump. And, of course, there's a backlash coming. I have a post over at the American Thinker about this today. There is a backlash coming. I think you can sense that people across the country are getting very tired about all of this. But let me begin with a couple of very quick stories. There is a police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was shot today, and he apparently passed away. He's a young police officer, has two small children, of course, a wife, and that's very sad. That's very sad. Exactly what happened, I don't know. He apparently stopped a driver. It was a traffic stop, I guess, and there was a shooting. So there was another police officer who was also shot. He's apparently okay. He's in the hospital. He's going to recover, from what I can tell. But this particular young man, this young police officer, is dead, and that's very, very sad. So we send our sympathies, our best to his wife and family. And I have to tell you something. The mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who is a Republican, I understand, came out today and spoke very well about this officer. But it's really sad. It's really sad when you see a man wearing the blue uniform getting killed for doing his job. It's just very sad, and especially at these times when there are people out there literally demonizing the police for, I have no idea why, but they're doing it. It's just very sad to see this. The other story, and this is a developing story, we're going to see more about this story in the next couple of days or so, but there's that couple in St. Louis who felt threatened at their home and came out with a rifle, and he had a rifle and she had some kind of a pistol, and they got into a verbal exchange with the crowd, and eventually the people left. I'm afraid that we're going to see more of this, and unfortunately, I hate to say it, but one of these days somebody's going to take a shot at the crowd. Somebody's going to react and start shooting, and some people are going to get killed. And what's happening is, this is what happens when you have a breakdown in the rule of law. This is what happens when anarchy is tolerated. This is what happens. And I'm not blaming the St. Louis police, because I'm sure they're doing the best job they can. But I got to go after the political class once again and say the political class is tolerating this anarchy. And when you tolerate this kind of anarchy, this is what's going to happen. And I repeat, somebody's going to get shot one of these days and killed, because you're going to have somebody defending their home, defending their property, defending their family. You know, we see these scenes on TV of people attacking cars and breaking windows and kicking the car. One of these days, somebody's going to pull out a gun. I hate to say it, but that's what's going to happen. And it's the anarchy that is being tolerated in our cities. And the people responsible for tolerating that anarchy, the political class, that's who's tolerating this anarchy many of these in many of these cities. Well, there was a big Supreme Court decision today on this on the matter of school choice. It's an interesting situation in Montana because they have a what they call a credit, some kind of a scholarship credit, where you can donate $100 to a private school in the name of a student. And there was one family who wanted to use that donation or that credit to go to a religious school. And Montana said, no, you cannot do that. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, as long as the school is a qualified education provider, you can do it. So this is a huge victory, really, for not just school choice, but really for private schools, primarily some of the Christian schools that I believe, with a decision like this, will be not just Christian schools, but religious schools. That, a decision like this, I believe, is going to, you know, make these schools a much more viable alternative, because public education, unfortunately, in many of these cities is not much of an option. So you're going to see parents with a Supreme Court decision like this. I believe this is going to make it more possible for parents to send their kids to many of these schools. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, especially given the state of public education today. So I think the Supreme Court made the right decision here. John Roberts voted correctly, and you had your classic 5-4 opinion. The four liberals, no. They always seem to vote together. You know, the five conservatives will split once in a while, but these four liberals are locked in. I mean, I don't even why do they even bother to take a vote? They're all going to always the vote. All four of them are always going to vote together anyway, no matter what happens. But it was really, in all seriousness, a good decision, and I think one that the country will benefit. Parents, in particular, will benefit, and I think the parents of minority kids are going to benefit a great deal from this because, frankly, many of these minority kids are stuck in some pretty bad schools in the inner city. And this is the kind of decision that I believe will make it easier for some of these kids to go to better schools, private schools, religious schools, whatever it may be, so that they can get the opportunity, because education is the key for many of these young black and Hispanic kids. They get educated, they have a chance. They don't get educated, they stay in the neighborhood, and not much good happens after that. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Former Vice President Biden had a press conference today. I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw bits and pieces later in the news. I don't think it was a very challenging press conference. In other words, I thought the press was pretty easy on him. But he looks tired. He just doesn't seem to have a lot of energy. And that's not a knock on Joe Biden. That's just the way it is. And I just don't see him holding up in a debate with Trump. I really don't, because Trump is the opposite. Trump has too much energy. So we'll see how it pans out. But I don't think he got a lot of difficult questions. I really don't. I don't think he did whatsoever. There is a backlash brewing in the country. I have a post over at The American Thinker about this. And the backlash, I believe, is coming in different ways. Okay, and it's not necessarily political. It doesn't mean that the backlash means votes for Trump or votes for Republicans. I think it's going to be targeted more at this chaos and this anarchy happening in the country. You're already seeing people marching across the country to support the police. There was a big march in Virginia for that. You're seeing in Oklahoma where a judge pretty much told a bunch of demonstrators and people who were, you know, not demonstrators, but people who were breaking the law, you know, the judge pretty much told them, hey, look, this is not Seattle, okay? You know, you're not, you know, we don't put up with that here. And all people were arrested. And, you know, if you are, if you start doing that, if you start arresting people and start processing these people like those in New York, those three people in New York, two of them accused of throwing that firebomb into a police car, those people are going to go to jail for a very long time. And those are very young people in their late 20s, a couple of lawyers, actually. And they're going to go to jail for a long time. So don't be surprised if some of those people start singing. And they start talking about where they got the weapons, you know, who was putting all of those bricks at the street corner, who was handing out cash. That could very well happen. And you might see a lot of this criminal behavior, or at least the people behind this criminal behavior. You know, I think the FBI and the Department of Justice could blow that up very quickly. So we'll see how that goes. But there's clearly a backlash coming. People are getting sick and tired of all this anarchy and the fact that this anarchy is being tolerated. Now, what's interesting is many of these cities are going to have severe losses because of all these riots. You may have seen there was a story today in the news of all of the money that these cities are going to need to rebuild these communities that have been completely burned down or destroyed. Where are they going to get that money? I don't know, because it's not exactly like they have a lot of taxpayers in many of these cities, because a lot of the taxpayers have left, and they're not going to come back. There are already businesses moving out of Seattle. So it's going to be interesting. I guess they're going to go to the federal government and say, you know, we need money to rebuild our cities. Well, I don't think they've got the votes in the Senate or in the House to do that. Now, the House may vote to give them the money because it's Democrats, but they're not going to get it through the Senate, and they're obviously not going to get it through Trump if he's reelected. So, and I'm not even sure Biden would be able to sign this if he was elected. You know, it's going to be very interesting if Joe Biden wins, because I think a lot of these expectations are not going to be met, because we don't have the money to meet any of these expectations, for one thing. And number two, politically, it's not going to be that easy to bail out these local governments. We'll see how that plays out. I have a post coming out Wednesday morning about the violence in Mexico. You may have heard that the Mexico City police chief was coming out of his home in the exclusive neighborhood of Mexico City. He was coming out of his home, and as he was being driven to work, he was attacked. He was hit. Thankfully, he survived. There were some other people who were killed, some of his security detail, and I think some of the cartel or whatever it was who tried to kill him, some of them were killed. So it was not a very pretty sight at a pretty exclusive, you know, section of Mexico City. So, you know, it's interesting, because now you're starting to see the cartels or these criminal elements go after the politicians directly and where they live. And that is remarkable how these people knew where this guy lived and what time he went to work. That's the kind of thing that should be scaring every politician in Mexico, every business executive in Mexico, because that's a very exclusive neighborhood where this happened. There's a lot. I know that neighborhood quite well, by the way, because I lived in Mexico City. I know that neighborhood quite well. It's very exclusive, and there's a lot of foreign as well as local business executives and their families who live there. And I guarantee you, there's a lot of people who are very worried as to how these criminals got into that neighborhood and how they were able to ambush a public police car. I mean, that's pretty incredible. So I have a story about that coming out of the American Thinker on Wednesday morning. We say rest in peace to a pretty funny guy, Carl Reiner, passed away today. I guess we all remember him he produced the Dick Van Dyke Show. And that was one of the greatest shows in television history, the Dick Van Dyke Show. Rob Petrie and Laura Petrie, and I'm sure everybody remembers that show. Rob Reiner passed away today at age 91. Very funny guy. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. And again, I've got that article on Mexico coming out Wednesday morning. Bye-bye, everybody. We'll talk to you later.